Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 30th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. OpenAI unveiled a timeline to produce an AI that can conduct independent research by 2028. CEO Sam Altman and research lead Jacob Pachacki set milestones. A research intern predecessor is scheduled for September 2026 and will not replace scientists but speed their work, aiding analysis and handling routine tasks. Altman said, OpenAI no longer seeks an all-knowing oracular AGI and will focus on practical tools to augment human abilities. A new multi-layered safety model is planned. OpenAI restructured as a public benefit corporation to raise capital for massive compute. Experts say the plan could cost trillions of dollars and has renewed debate over finance and ethics. Anthropic researchers used a method called concept injection to insert artificial concepts into the internal activations of Claude models while the models performed other tasks. They identified neural activation patterns corresponding to specific concepts, for example, the Golden Gate Bridge, and activated those patterns externally. The highest performing models, Claude 4 Opus and Claude 4 1, reported the manipulation in about 20% of optimal test cases. The result demonstrates that models can at least partially monitor and report internal states. Practical implications include improved transparency and a new technical tool for AI safety. Models that flag unexpected internal goals or injected thoughts.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Google Labs and DeepMind launched Pameli, a free AI tool that creates complete social media campaigns for small and medium-sized businesses. Pameli scans a company website to extract a business DNA, tone of voice, dominant colors, fonts, and image style, and uses that profile to generate post text and matching graphics. The tool aims to provide features free, positioning it against Canva and Adobe, and putting pressure on creative software markets. A public beta began at the end of October in selected English-speaking markets, including the United States, Canada, and Australia. Timing for Germany is unclear. Early reactions praise speed and simplicity, while critics call results generic and in need of refinement. Cursor 2.0 introduces Composer, its first in-house AI model, and a multi-agent interface. Composer is presented as a frontier model built for low-latency agentic coding and, according to the company, runs four times faster than comparable models. Most agent tasks complete in under 30 seconds. The updated editor lets users run multiple AI agents in parallel, each handling distinct tasks without interference. A native browser supports automated testing, and code review tools have been improved. The move toward an internal model and agent-based UI aims to reduce reliance on external providers and to speed developer workflows by enabling simultaneous, specialized AI assistance. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.